We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Verse 27. Prahlad instructs his Demoniac schoolmates. Gyanam tare taramalam taravapamaha.
Is it possible?
Translation. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, well-wisher and friend of all living entities, formerly explained this transcendental knowledge to the great saint Narada. Such knowledge is extremely difficult to understand without the mercy of a saintly person like Narada. But everyone who has taken shelter of Narada's disciplic succession can understand this confidential knowledge. Report. It is stated here that this confidential knowledge is extremely difficult to understand, yet it is very easy to understand if one takes shelter of a pure devotee. This confidential knowledge is also mentioned at the end of Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This knowledge is an extremely confidential secret, but it can be understood if one approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the bona fide agent, the spiritual master in the disciplic succession from Narada. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to impress upon the sons of the demons that although such knowledge can be understood only by a saintly person like Narada, they should not be disappointed. For if one takes shelter of Narada instead of material teachers, this knowledge is possible to understand. Understanding does not depend upon high parentage. The living entity is certainly pure on the spiritual platform, and therefore anyone who attains the spiritual platform by the grace of the spiritual master can also understand this confidential knowledge. Mukham karati vachalam pangam langhete girim yakipantamam bande sigurim dinatavinam Om Gyana Timaranasya Gyananjara Shakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasai Shri Gurave Namah. So there are different points made in this purport. First point is that knowledge about Krishna is very confidential, and therefore because it's confidential, it's very difficult to understand. For the non-devotees, it is very difficult to understand, but for the devotees, it is easy because they have a connection with Krishna. They have a connection all the way to the source of the knowledge. At the beginning of the disciplic succession is Krishna, and the goal to understand is also Krishna. He's the goal, and he's also helping us. He's coming down, sending the pure devotees. So first is the confidential knowledge, and second is the qualification, of course. Nobody is qualified, only the pure devotee, few Mahajans, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Brahman Narada, they're qualified, and we are not qualified. But Prabhupada said, don't worry, don't be disappointed. And Prahlad is also saying, don't worry, even your sons of demons, it's okay if you contact the pure devotee, Narada Muni. He's not saying, I'm a pure devotee, he's saying, you contact my guru, Narada Muni. So when people are impressed with our knowledge, then we tell them, yes, it's all in my spiritual master's books, Srila Prabhupada. You can also have it too. You just read these books. So so then the third point is, what is the qualification to get knowledge? And we'll talk a little bit about disciplic succession at the end. So first, what is the knowledge? What is confidential knowledge? It is here, quoted, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me, Krishna says. In another purport of the prayers of Shukadeva, I'll give the seminar when I come back, is a beautiful translation Prabhupada gives of this last verse, the last two verses, Mamana Bhavabhakto and Sarvajama Parityaja. Instead of saying, surrender to me, Prabhupada says, give yourself to me. Give yourself. So it's a very beautiful translation of this purport in second canto. So we want to give ourselves to Krishna. But it's actually a mystery, this giving ourselves to Krishna. It's a problem for the non-devotees. It's a big problem. God is a problem. And devotional service is a problem. It's a problem for them. But for us, it's very nice. Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham, atmabhakta. For the Vedas, it's difficult. Even the Vedic scholars can't understand Krishna. It's very difficult. But if you're a devotee, if you surrender to a pure devotee, then it's very easy to understand, because a pure devotee has connections. You may want to go back to Godhead, and you may even make it up there, and they'll say, well, who sent you? You know, who do you know? And you have to know somebody. You know, if you want to see the president, you have to know somebody. If you want to go back to Godhead, you have to know somebody. If you want to see Krishna. And so we're so fortunate that we know somebody. That's Srila Prabhupada. And he will certainly open the door. And we just have to mention his name. You have to mention names when you get there. I belong to Srila Prabhupada. I'm in his sampradaya. I'm in his disciplic succession. From Lord Brahma, Narada Muni. Prahlada is also a Mahajan. And he's pointing to Narada Muni as his guru. Narada is also our guru. He's in our disciplic succession. So, what is this mystery? When you actually, it's very mysterious, this devotional service. The goal is very mysterious. This is also mentioned in the second canto in the seed verses. Very mysterious. Prabhupada talks about it in a purport, that there is a mystery of devotional service. And that mystery is love of Godhead. It's love. This love is very mysterious. People are looking for love in so many other things, in other ways. But actually the mystery, they never get it, because it's a mystery. The mystery is that real love is with Krishna. And if we can uncover that mystery, then we'll get the vision of the pure devotee. The pure devotee, he sees in every atom Krishna. He sees in all the trees. He sees in the movable and immovable beings. He sees Krishna. So when he looks out, he sees Krishna. And when he looks in, he sees Krishna. Because Prabhupada said there's a TV, a spiritual television in our heart, which we can connect to the spiritual channel, Goloka Vrindavan, or Ayodhya if you're around Bhakta, or Dwarka. That's your choice. And so this is the mystery, that we do have a TV in our heart. Now we have a different kind of TV running, perhaps this world's TV. But no, we do have a spiritual TV. And some of us who have the Prabhupada TV in our heart, we're thinking of Prabhupada. Some of us have the Goloka Vrindavan. And so this is the mystery. Secondly, the qualification. That we don't have to worry. Prahlada Maharaj, later on in his prayers, he will say that, you know, actually I have no qualification. My father was the biggest demon in the world. I'm born of demoniac blood flows in my veins. How can I be qualified to pacify the Lord? Because all the demigods, they tried. They're in the mode of goodness. They can do it. I'm in ignorance and passion. How can I do it? But he said, no, because actually, he's not looking at our birth. Krishna is not looking how much money we have. In the, what is it, 799, he says, one may possess wealth, aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, mystic yogic power. But none of these can impress the Lord. You cannot satisfy the Lord with this. However, you can satisfy Him with devotional service. And Prahlada mentions Gajendra. Gajendra did it. Who was Gajendra? Everybody knows who was Gajendra? He was an elephant. He could please the Lord. Just imagine if you were cursed and you changed into an elephant. And how would you please the Lord? I guess you could go to Mayapur and be one of those elephants that carry the deities. But it's very difficult. Things happen in our devotional life. Maybe not that drastic, but things may happen which cause us difficulties trying to satisfy the Lord. But Gajendra did it. Hanuman did it. He was a monkey. So many animals, they could satisfy the Lord. We can also satisfy the Lord, even though we may be born in the lecha family. Yes, when we first came to India, it was difficult in the 70s, in the early 70s. They were saying, caste Brahmins were saying, you can't do devotional service because you're not born in a Brahmin family. You cannot do puja. So, but Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, it is the right of all living human beings, at least, to do devotional service. It is our right. It is our constitutional position. So, therefore, that is our qualification. That is one qualification. It's our nature. It's our inner nature. Another qualification is sincerity, Srila Prabhupada said. If we're sincere, if we don't have pretension, then we can worship the Lord. Beginning of Bhagavatam, it says, Nirmat Saranam Satam. Who can understand Bhagavatam? Those who are not envious. And again, beginning of ninth chapter Bhagavad Gita, Idam tu te guyatamam pravaksyam anasuyave. Krishna says to Arjuna, because you are not envious, I'll give you the most confidential knowledge. This is the qualification, to hear Bhagavatam, to hear Bhagavad Gita. And then one more very drastic verse that Prahlad Maharaj said, it's coming up in the ninth chapter, but by the time you get there, you'll probably forget I told you, so it's okay. If a Brahmin has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications but is not a devotee and averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana because devotee can purify his whole family, whereas a so-called Brahman, a position of false prestige, cannot purify even himself. And so Prabhupada explains that Janmana Jayate Shudra. Everyone is born Shudra at the beginning of his life. Nobody is born Brahman. Of course, if you do Garadana Sanskara, which nobody does in this age of Kali, then you can be born in a higher birth. So with Janmana Jayate Shudra, everyone's born Shudra. Sanskara Pavet Dvicha. If you do the initiation ceremony, samskaras, you can become a dvija, twice born. Twice born. So now the bird is also called dvija. Why is the bird called dvija, twice born? Because the first birth is the egg comes out, and the second birth is when he comes out of the egg shell. So Srila Prabhupada gave a nice analogy. He said, we're all born in the egg shell of ignorance. We're born in ignorance. And we get initiation, we break out of the shell of ignorance. We're just like the birds. We break out of the shell when we get initiation, dvija. So then if you study the Vedas, you become vipra. And this is what Prahlad is talking about later here. He says, this vipra, disha guna yutad aravindanava. You may have all the qualifications of a vipra, and that's 12 qualifications. So many qualifications the vipra has. But if you're not a devotee, you're lower than a dog eater who became a devotee. Isn't that wonderful? 12 kinds of qualities. So we are in that category of perhaps, maybe not all of you, but at least myself, in the category of lacha, not dog eater, but even worse, perhaps. But now we've come to Krishna. And we've surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, so therefore we have a chance. We have a chance for spiritual life. So I'm going to tell you one story about one of my godbrothers from Europe. He came to Krishna consciousness. He was coming to the temple, but he was a boxer, fighter. And the devotee said, well, why don't you just join? Just stay with us. So he said, oh, I cannot give up my boxing. It's very difficult. I'm too attached. So Prabhupada came to the temple, visited, and he saw Prabhupada still too attached. But then Prabhupada was leaving. He got in his car, and there was a big crowd of devotees, and he was pushed to the glass. His face was pushed, smashed on the glass of the car where Prabhupada was sitting, and Prabhupada was staring at him. And after that, he came back. After that, when Prabhupada left, he said, okay, I'm joining the temple. They said, well, what about your boxing? He said, after a glance like that from Srila Prabhupada, I can't go back to my boxing. So Prabhupada had that potency, not only his glance, his words, his books, his example, his devotees, everything is there just to help us to go back to Krishna, to inspire us there's so much power just by following his instructions, and we get great power. So this succession is mentioned here, the parampara. And of course, Vyasadeva is there. He's the original spiritual master. And he begins Bhagavatam. He says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he also offers worship. He glorifies the Lord. And he gives a benediction in the first verse, in the second verse of Bhagavatam. If anyone hears submissively and attentively, Krishna will be captured in your heart. Krishna's already there, but he's not captured. He's watching. He's watching what we do. He's helping us. He's, you know, but we haven't caught him, so he doesn't go out. But we want to catch him, and you can do that simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in disciplic succession. So this is the process of parampara, that the great souls, Vyasadeva, Narada Muni, they're receiving the knowledge from Krishna in the succession, and they're passing it down to us. So it's like mercy. Mercy's coming from Krishna, and it's coming down to us, and we can just have to catch it. And all the spiritual masters, and we also offer, we give things to the gurus, and it goes back up. So there's a two-way line in the disciplic succession. We're giving things up to Krishna, and they're giving us the mercy down. It's flowing down to us. So Prabhupada was doing that. He was taking the mercy and distributing it in such a way. The deities, the books, the holy name. So many ways he gave his mercy. And in the first verse, Srila Vyasadeva, he ends with the word timahi, I meditate. Actually, it doesn't mean I meditate. It means we meditate. So we includes us. We're included. In Vyasadeva's meditation, he's including all living beings. In Prabhupada's meditation, he's not just meditating himself, he's including all of us. Prahlada Maharaj, he's including everyone, his demoniac friends in school, he's including them. And later on, he will express that, I don't want to go back to Godhead alone. I want to take all these fools and rascals with me. I want everyone to come. So this is the vision of the devotee. Srila Prabhupada, on the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was worshipping the first one in Gorakhpur. He was offering flowers. He said, now, we are doing this sagoshti. We're doing this all together as a family. We're worshipping the Lord together. So that was Prabhupada's idea. All the devotees, everybody in ISKCON, we do it together. And then we go back together. Just like in India, in Vrindavan Temple, we see a lady comes. She has a baby in her womb. She's got one on her shoulder. She's got one down here. Three children. When she bows down, they all bow down. So when Prabhupada bows down, we all bow down. He's taken us with him. This is the disciplic succession. This is what it means to be connected with Krishna. It has to be through the disciplic succession, through Srila Prabhupada, through Narada Muni, through Brahma, all the way up. And our connection is Srila Prabhupada. He's connecting us to Krishna, to Narada Muni, and his disciples also. Some of you are initiated by his disciples. They're connecting you to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's connecting all the way up it goes. So we're very, very fortunate to have this opportunity to be connected to Krishna through disciplic succession, even though we may not have any qualification. We don't have a qualification. So another point is that there is a tree of, in this universe, a spiritual tree is growing called the Chaitanya tree. There's a Chaitanya tree, and Lord Chaitanya is the tree. And he's the gardener. And we are one of the branches, the ISKCON branch, they say. And in that ISKCON branch, we're maybe a twig or a leaf in there. And so we're part of it. And Lord Chaitanya himself is watering that tree with chanting and hearing. He's giving water. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 9 of Adi Lila, you'll hear about the tree and how we're all part of that tree. So as part of the tree, we have a duty. And Lord Chaitanya, he gave an order to all of us as part of the Chaitanya tree. that we should instruct. His instruction is that we should just take the fruits, enjoy them, and distribute them to everyone in this universe. He's ordering all the branches and the twigs and the leaves. We all have to. That's our duty too. We've tasted perhaps a bit of the fruit of Krishna consciousness, so we must also distribute it. And it doesn't depend. You don't have to know the whole Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. You just chant Hare Krishna and give it to others. You just ask someone to chant the holy name. There's four things Krishna says that we should give to Krishna. Pranayara, we should give our life. If you can't give your life, pranayara, artha, give some money. If you don't have money, tiya, give your intelligence. And if you're not smart, give your words, vacha. If you don't have money, if you're stupid, if you're, you know, well, he's not any of these, you can talk. So you chant Hare Krishna and you give that to Krishna and to others. So this is our duty as branches, twigs and leaves of parts of this Chaitanya tree, this succession. So we are very, very, very fortunate. Padara Vinda, we've got dust here. Actually, in the word for word, it's so beautiful. One who has been bathed by the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. So we've all been bathed in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. So now it's our chance to give it to others as well. I guess Harinam is today, right? So here's your chance, whoever goes on Harinam. Okay, you can bathe others in the holy names. So we'll stop here. It says 8:15, so I've got 5 minutes for questions. Yes? Yes?
How can you describe mercy? Like,
how can you describe mercy?
What is mercy, like an energy that comes down? Or is it like a form?
Okay, what is mercy? That's the mystery. Again, it's love. Mercy means Krishna loves you. As the Christians will say, Jesus loves you. Well, Krishna loves you always, and that's the mercy. The mercy is love of God. That's the mercy. And that love of God is so powerful. Prabhupada, it came through Prabhupada, and we felt it when he came, this love of God. We felt this love through him. It touched our hearts. That's the mercy. So, at first you may not be so conscious. You think, oh, this is, you know, deities are nice, this is nice, but later on you realize more and more, what is this mercy? It's such a love. Your parents don't, it's so different from any love you have in this world that you've experienced. And that's the mercy. That how he loved us. He left on a boat, age of 70. I mean, I'm getting 70. It's so difficult at that age. When you're in old age, different pains here and there in your body. Every day it's a different place. You know, you think, okay, today no pain, but then, the liver, the gallbladder. Yes, I forgot I had one, but now I know. I know where all the organs of the body are. You learn when you get old which part is where. But yeah, Prabhupada. And he was so sick. Not only he was sick, he was vomiting. He had two heart attacks on the way. Can you believe it? And he didn't turn around and go back. I mean, we would have gone, you know, who knows where, but Prabhupada kept going. That's love. That's love. He didn't know us. He didn't know. We had no relationship with him. But even though he didn't know us, he came and he gave us everything. Hopeless cases. He looked at everyone as hopeless. But he said, Krishna, if you're merciful, you will save them. Okay, so that's mercy. I mean, actually, there's a very nice description of mercy in the Krishna book, 10th canto, chapter 88. Right after Krishna says, I take everything away from someone, right after that, it's not in the Bhagavatam, they didn't translate it that way, but in Krishna book, he talks about mercy. He translates every single Sanskrit word in terms of mercy. That it's eternal, it's unlimited, there's so many qualifications of mercy. It's personal. Yeah, so you can look it up, but in Krishna book, Krishna 10:88, near the beginning. You can find out what is mercy. Yes?
Why is Hanumanji such a great devotee?
Why is he such a... Why? I mean, you should ask him. I mean, why do we think he's such a great devotee? Is that your question? Because he's the personification of Dasya Ras. There's nine processes of devotional service. So he's the perfect servant. If you want to know how to be a servant, Dasya, then Hanuman is the example. Prahlada is the example of Smaranam, how to remember Krishna. We have Arjuna is the example of friendship. Shukadeva is the example of Kirtana. And Parikshit is the example of Shravana. So for each process of devotional service, there's an example. So he's the example that he would do anything for Ram. He jumped across the ocean. Ram couldn't do it. He did something Ram couldn't do. Ram had to make a bridge and walk on the bridge. But Hanuman could do even greater things than Ram. And he carried a whole... You know, they sent him up to find medicine for Lakshman. He couldn't find the medicine on the mountain, you know. He's a monkey, you know. So he said, I'll take the whole mountain. He brought the whole mountain back. He carried flying in the air. He was carrying the mountain, okay, and he brought the mountain. And the doctor, one who was a doctor, he chose the herbs. He went and collected them himself. That's why he's so great. So if you want to know what it means to be a servant, then Hanuman. Also our devotees who were servants of Prabhupada, Sri Kirti wrote a very nice book, What is the Difficulty? And in that book, in one of the chapters, he tells what it means to be a servant. He said, I just remember, don't talk unless you're talked to. Always offer obeisances all the time. And try to anticipate the desires of the spiritual master. And it got to the point where Prabhupada would just nod and he would know what it meant. Open the window. And then if the window was open, he nod, close the window. So that's Dasya. Dasya Ras, the servitor. And we're all Dasya. And especially in relationship with Lord Chaitanya, we're all in the servitor mood of Lord Chaitanya. With Krishna, it's more variety. Lord Chaitanya, we're all in Dasya. So now we're in the movement of Lord Chaitanya. We have some service for Srila Prabhupada, so we can do that in the mood of Hanuman. Nothing is impossible. Prabhupada told us that. Nothing impossible is a word in Fool's Dictionary. And we followed that our whole life. Still following it. And nothing is impossible. So that was Hanuman's mentality. Nothing is impossible. To serve Ram. So we did, if we have that, and we did impossible things. I mean, this movement in short time, so many temples, farms, just impossible. Who can do it? And somehow, Prabhupada, by Prabhupada's mercy, we did it in his service. Any other questions? Yes?
So when you came in first time to India and those caste Brahmanas were a little bit hostile towards you?
Yeah, not only caste Brahmanas, the government was saying we are CIA agents from America.
Did you talk back or you...
No. We didn't say anything. We just did our service. One time in Vrindavan, I wasn't there, but I was told that the Goswamis in the temple said, oh, you're doing such a nice puja, maybe next life you can be born in the Goswami family. And so they told Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, okay, you go tell them, you're doing such a nice puja, maybe next life you'll be born in ISKCON. Well, we didn't do that, but that's what Prabhupada said. Yeah, I mean, the government was worse. They were saying we were CIA, even the British were CIA, even, you know, what didn't matter what country you were from, you were CIA. It was, and then on top of that, we didn't have drinking water. I mean, we didn't have anything, you know. I arrived in Juhu, Bombay, there was this pot, clay pot with a top. You open it up, all the flies, mosquitoes would fly out. That was our drinking water. That was, you know, ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, we had no facility. It was great austerity. I was on the floor for 18 years until I got pregnant. I couldn't get up off the floor. We found a broken bed somewhere with three legs. That was our life. You know? Anyway, it was fun. It was adventure. We were young. But now, couldn't do that. But anyway, yeah, it was Yeah, we didn't say anything. And but most people they accepted us. Here's a fact which you may not be aware of, that in the 70s all the pujaris were ladies in India. I was at pujari in Calcutta, another one, I think Madri in Delhi. Yeah? Madri, Palika in Hyderabad, and who was in Bombay? Maithili, Tukubaja, it was all ladies. When they attacked the temple in Bombay, it was a lady who tried to protect the deities. She was big and fat, so she put her arms across to protect the deities. And we trained up the men. The only one who wasn't was Mayapur. Mayapur was Jamanimas. But all the rest of the temples were ladies. So, and they all accepted, the Indians accepted us. There was no complaint. It was fine with them. I even met one Gaudiya Math lady pujari too. And we were talking in Bengali. She says, oh, we're the same. I said, yeah, we're the same. She was in Gaudiya Math. I was in Calcutta. She was in Gaudiya Math, Calcutta, somewhere. We were doing the same thing. It was quite interesting, the history of India. But no problem, no complaints. The majority of Indians, they appreciated us, and we did have friends in the parliament, and they said, no, they are not CIA, So they defended us. We had people who were defending us as well. Even Indira Gandhi, Prabhupada did meet her. And then the visa, after he met her, the visa situation became easier. We were being kicked out. I went to so many countries in the first 10 years. 3 times. Pakistan, Bangladesh, Burma, everywhere for a visa. But then after he met Indira Gandhi, then we could start staying like 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 4 years. We get extensions. Before that, it was really difficult. But what to do? Other questions? Okay, last one, because now it says 8:20. I'm supposed to finish at 8:15. Is it okay? Pardon me? Oh, you already asked one.
Right.
1088. You write it down. Yeah. Writing means remembering.
Yeah.
Okay, no question. All right, then it's prasadam time. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow. Otherwise, Krishna Prabhupada.
It's 1088.
1088, Krishna Prabhupada, yes.